ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
For the classification of activity of three types, open chapter 18 and it starts from verse 23. I read in Sanskrit first. Om Niyatam Sangarahitam Rag Dveshatah Kratam Aphal Prepsuna Karma Yatta Sattvikam Uchyate. That action which is ordained by the scriptures and is not accompanied by the sense of doership and has been done without any partiality or prejudice by one who seeks no return is called sattvic. This is the highest quality of action. We have to try to bring it into our life. Our action should be such. These conditions should be fulfilled. And it is not only with reference to charity. It should be everywhere. All actions should be like this. So we have to go on making ourselves better and better, better and better, better and better. And now we will find, oh, I am far away. And while some people were thinking, oh, 10 years have passed, there is no self-realization. When it would happen? Self-realization. Wait. Become eligible for that. At least fulfill these conditions which have been given here. What are they? That action which is ordained by the scriptures. What does it mean? It means, scriptures mean the action which has been given in the Bible, in the Quran, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Vedas, in Jandavasta, in Buddhism scripture, in Jains. Scriptures every religion has got. And you will interestingly find, in all scriptures the language is different. The sense is the same. Everywhere the same. They do, please be kind, help others, don't steal. Everywhere. These many fanatics these days throughout the world who are doing all these terrorist activities, those doing things like that which happen in London, there, in the metro, in India, everywhere. Nowhere, they can't show where it is written. It is not written anywhere. Just like that they are doing. Everywhere the same kindness, nicely, helping others, be kind to others and all that. So according to the scriptures, why it has been mentioned by the Lord here? Because whatever is written in the scripture, it is the essence of experience of humanity after thousands of years of experiment. Because different regions have different languages, different ways of life. Very important factor in human life throughout the world is geography, geographical conditions. According to geographical conditions, naturally you will have had different dress, different food, all those things. Therefore, only the method of saying things, the language and all that differs. It has to differ. But if you see the essence, it is the same. And so, again to make it clear, we are dealing with spirituality, which is common to all the religions. So, according to scripture, it means see the scriptures, the authentic things which have been given to us by our forefathers, ancestors, in every country, by the saints and sages, the wise men. Don't think yourself you are the greatest born ever on earth just 30 years or 40 years ago. There have been people. Please at least try to know their ideas. What did they say? That is the reason why the Lord has said about scriptures. Just don't start making your own theories. Don't start saying, what I am saying is the right thing. Oh, first see your scriptures. That is the collected and tested wisdom of your ancestors. You do whatever you like, but you should listen to your father at least once. You do whatever you like. But after all, you listen once, the father or the mother. That is the meaning, seeing the scriptures everywhere. That action which is ordained by the scriptures and is not accompanied by the sense of doership. Now you do and don't feel you are the doer. That means there should not be ego. I did it. And has been done without any partiality or prejudice. No partiality. Such and such person is, serves me better, therefore I do something. No. No partiality. Nothing. Fairness, justice. And has been done without any partiality or prejudice. Prejudice means, oh, he's a Muslim. No. Get out. Prejudice. Should not. Because if we start doing prejudice, and then again it is wrong. We have to understand it. So this is said. Prejudice by one who seeks no return. Yes, sattvic. That is called sattvika, that action which is done just for the sake of doing service, not desiring any return. Only in brief we will do second, 24. Now will come the rajasic action. Yat tu kam pepsuna karma sahankarena vapunah kriyate bahulayasam tad rajasam udahatam. That action, however, which involves much strain and is performed by one who seeks enjoyments or by a man full of egotism, has been spoken of as rajasic. A person who has the capacity to perform sattvic action, further there is a category of doers also. Who is a sattvic doer? Who is a rajasic doer? Here is the action. There, who is a sattvic doer? Who is a rajasic doer? Who is a tamasic doer? That also sometimes we will see. But a person who is capable to perform sattvic action is never in hurry. No burden. Nothing. No depression. Always happy and busy working. Night and day working. And singing, working, singing, working, singing, all the time. Joyful, always. Rajasic, oh, what is to be done? Much busy. Many times busy without business. Going here, there, then, that. Yes, the Lord says, that action, however, which involves much strain, oh, don't call me at this time, I'm doing great strain. Which involves much strain and is performed by one who seeks enjoyments. Oh, I'm doing it, then I will get it like that. We will enjoy later on. Or by a man full of egotism. I did it. How is the room painted? Oh, very nice. Do you know who did it? Like that. Or by a man full of egotism, has been spoken of as rajasic. Now let us see the tamasic, 25th. Anubandham kshayam hinsaham anavekshache paurusham mohatarabhyate karma yat tamasam uchyate. That action which is undertaken through sheer ignorance, without counting the upshot, loss to oneself, injury to others, and one's own capacity, is declared as tamasic, the lowest. Sheer ignorance, sitting in indolence, already a tamasic man is generally sleepy, lethargic, indolent, just without any reason to did it. Sheer ignorance. You do not know anything about this opening, and took a screwdriver and something started opening. Oh, it was holiday, I thought, let me learn how it works and all that. You have never learned about these things, the electronics. You just started doing it. Sheer ignorance. There are people like that. Sheer ignorance without counting the upshot, without considering what will be the result. The result happened that it stopped functioning. This was the result. It was all light, it stopped functioning. Without counting the upshot, or just not knowing massage, oh, let me give you a massage. Oh, you will feel happy. All right. And then wrongly, a wrong nerve was massaged. And the person then is crying in the evening. Oh, what did you do? Oh, it might have happened. I don't know. I learned somewhere, but perhaps then. Without caring what will happen. There are people of that type. Without counting the upshot, without considering about the result, and lost to oneself. Such a person, the tamasic person, creates problems for himself or herself also. Her own video started opening it without knowing the technical thing, lost to oneself. Injury to others. Such people create problems for everybody. Injury to others and one's own capacity, and it is beyond one's capacity. They are not capable. A person not strong enough, and there's some stones or something heavy is there, and would say, oh, I can lift it up. And lifts it up, just in arrogance and egotism. And for all times, the rib has gone away, broken, injury to. Just showing that I am not second in the world in muscle strength. Such things they will do. And one's own capacity is declared as tamasic. Such activity, such action is known as tamasic.